Our minds matter. We all individually matter. But especially in today's fast-paced world, it's crucial to acknowledge and address the significant impact of mental health issues on individuals and communities. We often underestimate the silent struggles that many people face, but it's time to break the silence and foster understanding and compassion. Gold Coast local Anna Fard sat down with me to share her experience.
I remember sitting on the couch and I felt really down and in the dumps. And I remember just literally watching a fly like sit on me. And then I remember thinking then that I'm depressed. And I remember messaging a friend saying then like, well, I think I'm depressed. And she said, let's go to a counsellor. And then she opened up to me and she's like, I've been before and it helped.
Having the courage and being open to start these conversations with friends can make very impactful changes in everyone's lives. Professional psychologist on the Gold Coast, Dr. Stephanie Calangiamizzi, provides some insight on what traits we might notice in our friends that can trigger us to start these conversations.
People who are experiencing mental health issues may often socially withdraw, and that could be because they're feeling socially anxious. It could be because their mood is very low, and when mood is low, motivation is low. People become quite flat. People sleeping more. People eating less, people losing weight without trying, people gaining weight without trying. Just if you know your friend and you're noticing that there is something different, how can it hurt to say, hey, are you okay?
Seeking professional help through tougher times does not need to be scary, but ensuring you find the right practitioner also helps break down the barriers us humans put up.
I say to people that therapy is like onions, that we start with the outer presentation, or the outer skin. And that with time, hopefully, I can develop a rapport with them that allows them to trust me, that they can then tell me what is at the heart of what's happening for them.
Beyond Blue's research revealed that 75% of all mental health issues originate in individuals before the age of 25. Three teachers in Victoria also recognised this need among young people and decided to bridge this gap by establishing a not-for-profit advocacy foundation called Speak and Share. CEO and co-founder Mason shares their journey.
Yeah, the three of us came together. It's been 2 years now of Speak and Share, and we were actually up in the NT at the time, and there was a few things that happened to us personally up there, a bit of a journey that we went through. So Ben and myself lost one of our mates to suicide, and Nathan went through a battle of his parents separating during the time. And we said, look, there's probably an opportunity here where we want to do something for our community, and what can we do? Being school teachers, we'd love to run programs within schools and have an effect on school kids that way.
Although we may not be experts, does not mean the subject is out of our hands. We are all experiencing the adverse effects from social media, technology, the post-COVID effects, whilst also facing the rising cost of living. By joining forces, we can establish safe environments where everyone feels comfortable sharing. Ben and Mason from Speak and Share offer valuable insights on fostering vulnerability within our communities.
First one's like creating a comfortable environment for the person to open up. So if you notice that one of your mates is struggling, maybe go for a walk, go for a drive, make them feel comfortable. And then the other thing is probably just be honest with them. So like, Mason, I've noticed you've been struggling, like you're not your usual self. And then hopefully they're honest. And if you put them in a comfortable environment, hopefully they open up.
We have a brochure we provide that has like the four steps of ask, listen without judgment, nurture the growth, and then to check back in on that.
Dr. Stephanie Calangiamizzi advises prioritising environmental solutions as the best way to then further navigate life's challenges.
I would look to all of the natural things first. So when I'm working with a person, I always say, how is your physical health? Because if your physical health is off, your mental health is going to be. So do all the natural things first. Get out in the sun, do a bit of exercise, eat well, sleep well. You know, easy stuff first, and then we tackle the hard.
If you or anyone is struggling, please don't hesitate to reach out to friends and family or services like Lifeline, Beyond Blue or Headspace. Together we can shatter the stigma surrounding mental health and create a more caring society.
I think it's definitely a good idea to reach out, and I definitely think it's something that should be spoken about more.
Mental health doesn't have to be this big scary thing that we don't want to talk about at times, and I think that some people still do think that it is worth to speak, but we have a slogan at Speak and Share that a problem shared is a problem halved, and we do truly believe in that.